With the Ontario election on February 27, Timmins Today asked each of the candidates three questions. Below are Timmins NDP candidate Corey Lepage's responses. What is the top issue in Timmins right now? How would you address it? There are several pressing issues in Timmins, but healthcare access is the most urgent. Too many residents don't have a family doctor, and we are severely lacking specialists and essential healthcare services in the north. The Ford government has neglected rural and northern healthcare for years, leaving our hospitals underfunded and short-staffed. If elected, I will fight for increased funding for recruitment and retention of healthcare workers, ensuring that doctors and specialists want to work and stay in Timmins. We also need more investment in primary care, so that everyone has access to preventative health care, reducing ER wait times and hospital strain. Additionally, mental health and addiction services must be strengthened. Timmins has one of the highest opioid-related death rates in Ontario, yet we were left out of provincial funding for critical harm reduction programs. I will ensure that our community is not forgotten when it comes to health care funding and services. Timmins deserves better. I will be a strong voice at Queen's Park to fight for the healthcare improvements our community desperately needs. How will you be accountable to and represent constituents at Queen's Park if elected? As MPP, my job is to serve the people of Timmins first, not a political party or personal ambitions. I will ensure constant communication with residents through town halls, open office hours, and community engagement events. Constituents should never feel disconnected from their representative. Unlike my opponent, I will always be accessible and transparent. Right now, George Peary and Conservative candidates across Ontario are avoiding the media, refusing interviews, and skipping local debates. That is not leadership, that is dodging accountability. Timmins deserves better. If our MPP can't be bothered to address the people of Timmins before an election, how can we trust him to represent us at Queen's Park? I will strongly advocate for Timmins' fair share of provincial funding, ensuring our community gets the support it needs in healthcare, housing, infrastructure, and public safety. Transparency and accountability are key. I will keep residents informed through social media updates, newsletters, and public meetings, ensuring that the people of Timmins know exactly what I'm fighting for on their behalf. Timmins needs a representative who is present, engaged, and ready to act. I will work hard every day to make sure our voices are heard loud and clear at Queen's Park. What do you want Timmins residents to know about you? I'm 24 years old, and I have the energy, determination, and fresh perspective that Timmins needs right now. I was born and raised in this community, and I'm deeply committed to making it a better place to live, work, and raise a family. My background is in finance and business. I currently work as a financial advisor at Kess Alliance. I've also been a dedicated NDP supporter and campaign worker with Giles Bisson for many years. I'm running for MPP because Timmins deserves better. We need real leadership that is focused on delivering results for Timmins, not results for Doug Ford. My priority is to fight for healthcare access, affordable housing, and good-paying jobs, so that our community can thrive. Most importantly, I want voters to know that I am ready to listen, ready to act, and ready to fight for Timmins. Together, we can build a stronger, fairer future for everyone in our community. Five people are running in Timmins. The other candidates are Liberal Dominic Casto, New Blue David Farrell, incumbent PC George Peary, and Green Marie-Josée Yell. Election day is on February 27. Advance polls are open Feb 20-22.